Well, hello, beautiful people out there that are listening to my voice right in this moment. How are you? Let's just all like tap into right now. How are you feeling? Where are you at? What's your body feel like? Are you feeling emotional? Are you feeling joyful? Are you feeling happy? You know, the honoring of exactly where we are is the healing of the process to move through it. As we know, the only way out is through. We cannot bypass what we are feeling and what we need to go through, nor is it even, you know, advised to bypass our emotions, to distract ourselves from here, now. You listening to my voice, maybe you are driving or in the car or on the train or walking or cooking, you know, what's going on for you right now? So for me, I'm feeling super tender, very, very, very tender, very open, really exposed on a really deep level. I mean, it feels like, you know, we're in this really big de-armoring process, and I have just written my full moon in Libra post. It has just been popped out to the socials, so feel free to go and check that out. And this de-armoring is feeling like we're really just exposing ourselves. This full moon this week, the build up to this full moon, has felt really edgy. You know, there's just been an edge. And I wrote in my post, you know, are we all about to lose our fucking shit? Or are we gonna, you know, curl up in a ball? Or, you know, it feels like so many things are unraveling, so many things are being revealed, so many things are being exposed, so much change is happening. And, you know, this de-armoring process is, it's a very vulnerable one, and it is a conscious one for those who do the work. For others, it might just be happening unconsciously and subconsciously, and feeling tender because, you know, it's sort of like there's just this little spikiness that's going on. Like it feels a bit spiky. And with Mars being the ruler of this Aries season, Mars is the ruler of Aries. And so we look to Mars in Aries season. You know, Mars is in Cancer for this Aries season, so it has a very different tone, has a very different signature. It's a lot more sensitive. You know, if Mars was in at home in Aries, or, you know, in a fire, another fire sign, or even in an earth sign, it's going to feel very different. Each season of the sun, the solar alchemy that we follow every year, has a different theme, has a different signature. And this Aries season is overtoned with Mars in Cancer. And it, you know, and we've got Chiron and Jupiter and the Sun all in Aries, all sort of bundled up together. And over this next week, actually, the Sun will make his exact conjunction to Chiron in this Chiron Kazemi. So this is happening around the fifth and the sixth, at 15 degrees of Aries. We've got on the 11th and 12th the Sun and Jupiter making their conjunction, their annual conjunction. And this is really great for feeling confident and hopeful and optimistic and, you know, being brave. But, you know, Chiron's still hanging out here, and there is these feelings of deep sensitivities. And with this full moon that's been building, this sort of edge, this spiky edge that's been there, like I said, it's like, is everyone just going to blow up? Is everyone losing their shit? Like, you know, is everyone repressing it? Like, what's going on? Like, emotionally, I can feel like an emotional anticipation. Like, it's like I can grab it in the ethers. Like, I can feel it. Like, I can see everybody's emotional bodies, like, outside of themselves. You know, feeling triggered, feeling defensive, feeling deflective, feeling hurt, feeling sensitive, extra sensitive, feeling, you know, like wanting to bunker down, feeling guarded, feeling tender. And with Chiron in Aries, you know, this Libra full moon coming up, which is very much around this sort of, it's a mirror full moon. It's a projection full moon. It's a full moon that is sort of mirroring us back to us on some level. It's an illumination of relationships and the relationship you have with yourself and with all of those around you. And a Libra, you know, the Libra Aries axis can always feel, you know, extra, a little bit extra, especially if you have cardinal angles. But, you know, it can always feel that little bit extra because it's the me and you, the us and them, the selfish, selfless, the, you know, it's the constants of relationships which you have with everything and everyone, including yourself. So this full moon is opposing Chiron, which looks like a key, which is this sensitive, raw, wounded alchemist, you know, maybe exacerbating or bringing up old fears, wounds, traumas, you know, all of this cardinal energy that we have, with Mars being in Cancer, cardinal water. We've got this little stellium in Aries, cardinal fire, and then this moon in Libra, cardinal air. And so there's a very, you know, wide T-square going on here, but realistically we're working with the fire and the water and the air, you know, so we need the earth. What's missing in this grand cardinal square is the earth element of Capricorn, which is the last leg and is the missing leg of this grand cardinal square. And it's that grounded earth, that anchor. And with Venus ruling this full moon that we're having tomorrow on the 6th, so I'm coming to you today, Wednesday, the 5th of April, and the moon has already moved into Aries, so she's there, like it's happening. She's not 10 degrees away. Well, she is 10 degrees away. She's about, 12 degrees away or something. So she will be full on the 6th at around 2:35-ish p.m. in the afternoon. That is her full lunation. So tomorrow night, as in Thursday night, can be a really beautiful time to do any ritual or ceremony or burning. I mean, we're talking about Aries here, Aries season, the fire, the rebirth, transformation through action. So writing anything out, like this could be closing down old karmic contracts in relationships. This could be writing a letter to your parents. Hello, Mars in Cancer. I mean, there's a lot of family stuff that's coming up, a lot of old nurture, you know, nurture versus nature. You know, it's there is so much that's going on that the only real tip that I am sort of working with, even in my, you know, just in all the work that I've been doing over the past few days, is simplify, strip back, get back to basics, pull everything back, get into your own toolkit, stop outsourcing, come home back to yourself. And that could be through the breath, through a simple cup of tea, sitting in the sun for 10 minutes, for God's sakes. You know, like this doesn't have to be complicated. This doesn't have to be a ritual thing that you've got to do every single day to realign your chakras. Fuck me. Like, no. Simplify, simplify, simplify. Where there is complication, there is ego. Where there is simplicity, God. And that is the true Taurian word, you know, coming from the stellium in Taurus. And because the earth sign in this cardinal grand square is what we're actually missing, is this missing leg, Capricorn, the earth, the cardinal earth, plus Venus being in Taurus. This is a Venusian full moon. We're working with Libra, ruler Venus. And where is Venus now? She is in earthly, simple Taurus. Okay, so again, strip everything back, and patience seems to be exactly what we're needing at this time. Just being patient, you know, not pushing through, breathing, my goodness, like the de-armoring that is going on is it's leaving, you know, it's where you feel so sensitive to even touch the skin, which I'm doing right now. I'm just touching my skin and it feels so sensitive. Like I've nearly been on the verge of tears like all day. And, you know, my heart feels tender and it's not because something's wrong or, you know, it's got nothing to do with that. And that's the thing. We don't always have to project our feelings onto a situation, to project what's moving through us energetically onto, a this or a that, giving it a name, giving it just allowing it to actually move through us. In no way, shape, or form trying to contain it, label it, you know, make it something more than what it is even, you know, and just allow whatever is coming up for you to land. I feel like we're in, this month is a massive month, everyone. Like this is a huge month and we are in a master number 11 month to start with. So, you know, everything is heightened, you know, your intuition, your psychic abilities, what you think you become, what you are, you know, what you think about, you know, you think about that person, they call you 10 minutes later. It's all of that stuff on steroids, you know, and not only is it in a 11 month, but it's an eclipse season. You know, once this full moon peaks tomorrow on the 6th in Libra, we enter this 6 week portal of eclipse. Now, everyone has different ways of doing this. For me, I am, you know, the way that I have always worked with eclipses is that after the lunation, before the first eclipse, we enter eclipse season per se, but we enter the eclipse sandwich from when the first eclipse happens to when the last eclipse happens. So ultimately, the first eclipse of this season is the 20th of April, which is that black moon solar eclipse at 29 degrees of Aries. Like, could it be any more fucking doomsday? I mean, look, it's not, but it's just a really epic fucking solar eclipse. Like, come on. And it's the first eclipse we've actually had in Aries, in the sign of Aries, for nearly 10 years. So, you know, we've got some very big energetic shifts happening. So eclipse, the eclipse sandwich, you know, is that bookends for me. It's when the first eclipse happens to when the last eclipse happens. But from the lunation before the eclipse and then the lunation after the eclipse, you know, there's a big 6 week, you know, vortex that we're sort of working in. And sometimes things are stirred up just as potently just outside of the eclipse sandwich, you know, instead of just in the eclipse sandwich, you know. So couple that with this 11 energy that we're having, which is really amplifying. It's very, very sensitive. You know, 11 equals 2, of course, because 1 plus 1 equals 2. And 2 is this heightened sensitivity. Like, we're really feeling things on a psychic level. We're feeling other people. 2, me and you, 1 and 1. When the 11 stands, you know, looking at 11, it's a gateway, of course, but it's also like you and me. It's two people. And just like this relationship moon that we're having, you know, just like the Aries Libra axis, me and you, you know. So there's a lot that's sort of bubbling up, you know. There's a whole world of things that is going on within our own energetic fields. And like I said, I'm looking at people's emotional bodies that are just outside of their physical vessels at the moment. It's like I can see them. It's like I can see these grids of what everyone's going through and where everyone's at emotionally. And it is huge stuff, guys. You know, it's really huge stuff. Eclipses are very unpredictable energies and they're to be revered. And obviously next week, you know, and over the next few weeks, of course, I'm going to come in and, you know, really prep you for those eclipses and talk about them a little bit more deeply. But today I just wanted to just really expose, as I always do, show up vulnerably as I am today, feeling super tender, super on the precipice of something. And that's okay. And knowing that that's okay. I'm literally like booked myself in for a yoga class tonight, and a restorative yoga class, just to simply be with my body and just to simply be with myself, which I know is going to be super healing. Everyone is in their own bubble of superseded consciousness right now. And because Chiron and Jupiter are a part of this full moon that's happening tomorrow and a part of this energy that's even happening now. I mean, the moon is moving to this trigger, you know, is going to square Mars today on the 5th. So, you know, watch your anger, you know, watch driving, watch road ragey sort of things. Again, you want to watch your projections of your unhealed wounds, your anger, what you're going through and how you are, you know, pushing that onto other people or reacting. You know, this full moon can be very reactionary, simply because, again, it's the axis of me and you. So it's you and someone else, and that someone else could be the innocent bystander at bloody Woolworths, you know. Oh my goodness, my 16-year-old daughter told me a story about like a literal grown man at her job, which is in Woolworths, chucking a tantrum because he had to wait. And like she said, he was stomping and literally chucking a tantrum with his arms crossed. Like, what the actual fuck is going on with people? Like, I'm going to call this out right now. If you drive through McDonald's or any takeaway place or go to Woolworths and take your shit out on 16-year-olds, there is something wrong with you. I'm just saying that. Hate me for it if you need to, but if you are that person, stop being an asshole. Like, seriously, 16-year-old children are not in control of the price of something or how quickly something moves. I mean, the stories that my daughter and even my eldest daughter, when she worked at Woolies, that would come from grown adults treating teenagers that are just trying to earn some money, be independent, honestly. This mama bear, hello, Mars is in Cancer, so I'm fucking calling it out as a mama myself. It is wrong and it is not on. Like the McDonald's stories I've heard, oh my God, like throwing money at my 16-year-old daughter because I had to pay for a water, which was 30 cents, mind you. Yeah, I mean, I could rage about this forever. And actually, it's not even a rage, it's just a pure what the fuck is happening with people. If you are angry and chucking tantrums in a Woolworths and you happen to be a listener here, which I know that you wouldn't be, you know, I'm calling it out. Like, you do not treat teenagers who are trying to earn money and be independent and abuse them over the most ridiculous things on the planet, like self-serve scanners. If you get annoyed that they've got to come and put their little thing on and it picks up little things and stuff like that, don't use them. The end. You know, when did it, you know, I said to Indy, I was like, was anyone kind to you? And this is what my 16-year-old said. She goes, no, Mum, people aren't kind anymore. And then I was like, well, you know, me and Joel were like, well, we are. Like, I've been in customer service, so I know how to treat people in customer service. I am not a fucking douchebag asshole. And, you know, this is coming from 16. So she told me, she's like, no one's kind anymore, Mum, because everyone's entitled. And I'm like, wow. This is reality. Anyway, I had to share that. It's a little bit of the Mars in Cancer mama bear protection coming out. Because that shit's wild. And, you know, it just blows me away how grown adults act in places like that. Like, honestly. So that's just an example of the energies that are playing out. Now, some people are like that their entire lives. And I think Joe Dispenza, you know, said this, you know, well, I've been working with, you know, I've been following Joe Dispenza and, you know, that was a big part of my training in my 20, not through him. I didn't need to go and do his trainings, but, in my own quantum reality trainings is, you know, Joe talks about, you know, a bad day or sort of like a chip on the shoulder and being negative or, you know, being one of these people, becoming your personality. So yes, while some people, that's who they are, and I'm not excusing it, that's just who they are all the time. I'm still calling it out. you know, they're the road ragers. They get angry at red lights. They're angry if they've got to wait longer than 3.5 seconds for their groceries. You know, that it's just this impatient. This has become their personality, and that has grown over time. And this is the whole Joe Dispenza thing of breaking the habit of being yourself. You know, when people actually haven't done any work on themselves, they're these people. Like, that's just what it comes down to. Like, that is a very simple, like, yes, I'm oversimplifying it. I absolutely know, because I don't want to sit here and, you know, unpack this for 6 hours, which I could. But the oversimplification of it is, if you're not doing work on yourself and your personality has turned into that, like, that's obviously, you know, you need to do some work on yourself, because you've got some big issues, very big issues. If every little thing outside of you triggers anger within you, because it's not how you want to be. And again, the fact that she said that kindness isn't a thing anymore because everyone's so entitled, and she watched two mid 40 to 50 year olds in one day on her very first shift at Woolworths, mind you, because she's just come from bloody McDonald's, and the stories, I don't even want to start. But two grown people acting like that over things that are out of her control, it blows me away. Like, it blows me away. And this has become a part of their personality. But at the same time, this energy that we're in is amplifying this stuff. So we're seeing more and more of these unhealed people, you know, people that have done no work on themselves. They're angry. They project. The energy that they take everywhere is this defensive stuff. And here, you know, I'm at home just feeling so raw and so, like, my armor is just like melting away, like just melting. And, you know, when you have done work on yourself, or you're conscious and awake, you know, you see these or hear these sorts of things. And I just think the energetics of the astrology of this whole decade, but these sorts of, like, lunations and eclipse seasons and things like that, just amplifies and exacerbates everything. So for the people, even the people that are doing work, they're still tuned into this. And again, like, you know, reacting or being triggered, or, yeah, you know, like, it happens to anyone, because we're all human. Don't get me wrong. Like, we're all fucking human. But imagine being one of those people, you know, like, how fucking embarrassing to be a grown human abusing a child in Woolworths, or in a Macca's drive-thru, or in any drive-thru, or at the, to be honest, or anywhere. If you're abusing other people, you know, you have got some issues. You need to do a lot of work. And I feel, you know, that society, you know, there's some big stuff that society is going through right now. Huge stuff. Anyway, this moon is triggering all of this stuff. So that's sort of an example, you know, me sort of going over on a tangent and giving that example, because it blows my mind that humans are actually like that, to be completely honest. Like, it literally blows my mind. So the thing is that this full moon that's been building, like, yes, there can be an edge and you can feel tetchy or triggered or sensitive and all those things that I've just shared earlier in the potty, you know, like, yes, you can feel those things, but how then are you working with those? How do you respond to your own emotional intelligence? Do you just go straight into defense? Do you go straight into blame? Do you go straight into projection, straight into anger? You know, do you pretend you're okay when you're really not? Like, you know, I see people go, I'm okay, love and light. And it's like, mate, you're seething. You are seething. Honor that. Admit to yourself when you are feeling angry or sad or rageful, and then deal with it appropriately and in a healthy way. And every Aries season can be triggering because there's a lot of fire moving through us. But this one especially is, you know, it's a really big one. I just want to really give you the importance of this Aries season. The fact that Mars is in Cancer, moving over where Lilith moved over last year, you know, re-triggering, again, inner child stuff, deep sensitivities, trauma. You know, a lot of this stuff comes from unhealed trauma, of course. Like, I know that, you know. And that's what I mean. I could talk about this in its own sort of section for hours and hours, but I'm just giving an example of the way that people can behave. And then how astrologically this can amplify those things. So if you are aware and conscious and you're feeling these triggers or feeling angry or feeling sensitive or feeling like you want to cry or feeling like you want to curl up and run away, like know that these energies are really, they're heightening everything. Remember, Jupiter is involved in all of this. Jupiter exacerbates things. Jupiter can make mountains out of molehills. And I do invite you to look at wherever your reactions go and wherever they've been over this week as we've built into this full moon. And now for the next few days, as the moon is in Libra, she peaks full and then she starts waning before moving into eclipse season. Like, what do you really want to complete and release and purge and let go of? Like, yeah, like maybe it's a letter to your parents that, you know, you need to say something and burn that, you know, use the Aries fire to burn, rise from those ashes, you know, watch the ashes, you know, spread the ashes or put them in your garden, write letter to yourself. You know, if is there something that you need to forgive yourself for, write a letter to a friend, an old flame, whatever it is for you around relationships, you and the other. Because Mars is in Cancer as well, like we are, you know, this could be tender stuff coming up for you. This could be old traumas. This could be old wounds that you really thought were sealed, but all of a sudden they're sort of open and they're weeping again. You know, I know it's a sort of a gross image, but like think of a wound when it weeps, you know, and it's the body crying, you know, it's the body crying like that this is painful. And when Chiron's involved, there can be pain, but there can also be, you know, absolute wisdom that comes from that. Chiron is the alchemist. And when we are aware of the pain or the wounds or the trauma or any of these things that I've just shared, even in those, you know, reflections of the way that people behave, you know, when they're aware of that and they set back, like, I mean, even for myself, like if I overreact, I just pull my fucking head out of my ass. Like I put things into perspective and, you know, and I apologize if I need to. I also am very responsible for the energy that I take anywhere I go. Like I am that energy. So I am responsible and I'm not someone who projects. It's just, you know, after over 20 something years of doing work on yourself, you just, you know, very rarely will you project if you're fucking out of alignment that day or something like that, or that moment. It could just be a moment. And there's nothing about if you don't project, you're perfect. It's got nothing to do with that. I'm not saying that I'm not a fucking human who is very, very flawed. Let me tell you, let me give you the hot fucking tip. But just when it comes to projecting, that's just not something that I do. And I think it's because I have Chiron. I have a Chiron Kazemi. You know, I have the sun exactly conjunct Chiron in my chart. I'm not someone who blames, victimizes, feels the martyr, projects my wounds. I deal with a lot of stuff myself. I move through it and I take responsibility. It's just, that's what Chiron is. Chiron is, you know, the divine healer. He takes responsibility for his wounds and he actually helps to heal other people, even if he's wounded. And that is a part of the Chironic archetype, is being able to take responsibility for what's going on in your life and be able to move through that with elegance and grace and a demeanor of self-responsibility without having to spew all of the trauma onto people. You know, there's a real lack of energetic and emotional and intellectual boundaries that happens where people just spew all of their stuff. They see you, you know, I could name way too many situations where you don't see someone for a while, or you see them and they literally just project all of this. It's like a vile verbal diarrhea, and they just spew it all out onto you in the shopping center. And you're like, okay, bye. Nice to see you. Like literally for 15 minutes. Like that is not okay. Like it is not okay to spew your stuff into or onto anyone's spaces. That's in person. That's through people's DMs. Like, again, I shared something the other day that my inbox isn't for you to unpack all of your trauma. I can sometimes scroll because someone has decided to share all of this stuff about their childhood or this or this mother issue or the dad issue. I'm not even shitting you that people actually violate their own sense of integrity and self-respect to dump emotionally onto other people. Like, it is not okay. Like, it is so not okay that it's not funny. And I actually shared this in my April post. If you check stuff out, going like, dumping emotionally is like, stop fucking doing it. Like, don't do it. And if that is you, and this is really triggering you because this is who you are. And often people who do it aren't aware, though. They do it and they've got zero self-awareness. So you might not even be triggered because you would not think that you do that. But this could be a really great full moon to release that. This could be a really great and healing full moon to go, I'm actually going to stop reflecting and projecting and putting all of my stuff onto everyone I come into contact with. And that's a big ask, you know, to take self-responsibility for your emotional state and the way that you treat people. It actually takes restraint. Restraint is an art, darlings. It's an absolute art. You know, it's not about not being yourself and this is just who I am. It's actually about finding integrity and that emotional and intellectual, balance and intelligence to know when to refrain from just spilling everything or from being too much, you know, because there's this whole thing like no one's ever too much. And it's like, well, actually we can be, you know, like that's reality. So I'm having my own therapy session right now. Like I'm literally staring at my ceiling, just talking to myself. And yes, we can be. And this whole, you know, if you're too much, you know, like I think that there's like a saying or something like if he says you're too much or like your partner, if the partner says you're too much, well, they're just not enough. Fuck off. Like, fuck off. Like, that's just such a cop out. Again, this is the spiritual narcissism. Like, this is who I am. Everything. I'm way over, you know, and that's just it. It's like, no, no, no. Restraint. Restraint. And this is where Jupiter in Aries at the moment, you know, the moon is going to oppose, you know, the sun's moving to hit Jupiter. So this next week, it's very Chironic. It's very Jupiterian. And this whole month, darlings, you know, there's a lot of these themes that are coming in here. They're triggering. They're, you know, people are feeling defensive. People are deflecting. People are, again, de-armoring themselves or they're armoring up for battle. Right. And that's the thing. It's like, what battles are you fighting? Hello, Mars will square Chiron, you know, later this month. So, you know, what battles are you fighting? Are you armoring yourself up so much for war every time you walk out your door? Or are you working on yourself to de-armor, to soften, to unfurl? Yeah. Like, The Libra archetype can be very cold, calculating, black and white. But what the Libra archetype is wanting cooperation. Think of the scales. Think of, yes, it's around justice and fairness, but think of the scales and think of the Egyptian goddess Maat. You know, it's the heart and the feather. You know, it's how heavy is your heart, how heavy is your mind, the balancing of the emotions. The balancing of the, you know, because Libra is an air sign, you know, yes, it's Venusian, but it's, you know, Taurus, as we know, Venus has two signs, Taurus and Libra, and Taurus is the more embodied archetype of the Venusian way, you know, the pleasure, the beauty, the divine, it's all embodied, it's very physical, whereas Libra is all around the mind. It's very cerebral. You know, she's the celestial goddess, whereas, you know, Taurus is that earthbound goddess. Yeah. And so this cerebral overthinking, you know, again, not even dropping into the heart, you know, the scales are cold. They are cold, inanimate objects. That is the archetype of Libra. You know, the sun in Libra itself is debilitated. So we've got to start to make peace with the Libra archetype in our own lives and also to find the beautiful nuance of the Libra archetype, which is about diplomacy, which is about cooperation, which is about consideration. Libra wants the balance. whilst everyone thinks that Libras are so balanced, it's the opposite. They're constantly seeking balance, head over heart, heart over head. You know, where are they out of balance there? It's the constant seeking of those scales to find equilibrium, yeah? And so this is what the Libra full moon will do for us now, is to find that balanced space. Or can you find it within yourself, within your relationships, within your relationship to yourself? It's a strong archetype, and, you know, of course, one that we all have. And I've got a stellium in Libra. So anytime I talk about, you know, the Libra archetype, and, you know, there's the sort of the cold, inanimate part of that Libra archetype, again, I don't get defensive of that, because, again, you know, astrology isn't to be taken personally. And when we do, we've missed the entire point of actual astrology. So, and, you know, and I always tell people when they have these like skewed looks on their faces when I talk about, especially Libra or even Cancer, you know, like, because I've got a Cancer moon and I've got a literal Libra stellium with a Libra rising. So, you know, I know the Libra archetype very, very well. And, you know, this is a time for rebalance. You know, this is the invitation to rebalance, to breathe. And because Venus, the ruler of this Libra full moon, is in Taurus at the moment, you know, this is so beautiful. If she was in another sign, she wouldn't be at home. So the fact that we're having a Libra full moon whilst the ruler is in her own domicile, this is wonderful, darlings. Like, take this and use Venus in Taurus to, again, simplify things, to strip everything back. You know, maybe it's just that you sit and have a bloody wine under the full moon. You know, it doesn't have to be a motherfucking cacao and all the things. You know, burn some letters, you know, burn some old shit if you need to do something that's active, you know. Go for a beautiful walk around the lake. Simplify your rituals, simplify the way you're living, because this month, it's a tender month. I just want to say it's a tender month. It's a very heightened month. And I want to just say, strip everything back, darling, strip everything back, come back home to yourself. You know, where are you feeling, you know, not at peace? You know, where are you sacrificing your own peace to please others? And this again is that Libra archetype. It's like saying yes when you really mean no. Guess what? Say no. No is a full sentence, and be honest with you, you know, and where you do sacrifice your inner stability and inner peace to appease, to play nice. Yeah. Nice is vanilla. Nice is making sure everyone gets what they want, but usually you don't. So this could also be a very big signature for you with this Libra full moon. Maybe it's not just about the relationship stuff for you. Maybe that's all really, you know, flowing well and things are great there, you know. But maybe it's that you are, you know, too nice, like, you know, that too nice personality, which, you know, is avoidance of life. You know, if you're being too nice, there's an avoidance of life, because we must disappoint people. And this full moon is probably going to trigger up a lot of stuff, because, and lube us up really, because it's the last full moon or the last lunation in Libra before all next Libra full and new moons become eclipses, loves. You know, so this is the thing, like, the new moon in October in Libra is an eclipse. And then going into next year, these Libra moons will be eclipses. So this is our final sort of hurrah on, you know, and then the South Node moves into Libra. Again, you know, my little quote around the Aries North Node and South Node moving into Libra is like, disappoint people. You know, we have to disappoint people. Like, when someone says no to me, I am fucking high-fiving them, because it means they're saying yes to them, you know. And I don't mind being disappointed, because I know I disappoint people, because I'm not here to live for someone else. I'm not here to make you and appease what you expect from me. I am not palatable so that you feel superior, so that you can feel comfortable. You know, I mean, you've all been following me long enough. I'm pretty sure that's bleedingly fucking obvious. You know, if I died tomorrow, I don't have a regret of, oh, I just people pleased and I wasn't myself. That's just not ever going to be a thing for me. You know, I love humans. You know, I do. I love humans. And that is where, you know, but I also love myself, and I'm not going to sacrifice who I am. And, you know, and I will disappoint. And I think that that's real. You know, disappointing people is fucking real. It's authentic. It's honest. People that are yes people, I am very weary of them. I am very, very weary of the too nice yeses, because that is some repressed shit going on. And, you know, and volcanically, these sorts of full moons can really, you know, make people explode, you know, within their own relationships. You know, it's like, I've been holding in, kapow. Hello, Aries. Hello, fire of fucking hell. You know, Aries is ruled by Mars, which is the lord of the fucking war. Like, you know, we can't deny that we all have that within us. We all do. And we, you know, every single one of us, of course. And so we've got to meet that demon, that inner warrior, that inner part of our own rage, you know, with tenderness, and go, yeah, like, I'm a fucking human, you know, like, we are all just meat suits, you know, walking around fueled with a lot of stuff. And my tip for this, you know, I've really gone on a million different tangents, and, you know, I'm, you know, very, like I said, very raw, and I'm sharing and exposing, a lot in this potty. Not that I don't in every other bloody potty, but, you know, it's this week. I just want to say, yes, this full moon is massive. I think that I've sort of talked enough about that. You know, what you're projecting, you know, it's a time where you can feel triggered, and, you know, you can actually heal your wounds though, but, you know, release stuff, as you need to. But there's some, you know, I just want to share that there's some pretty magical stuff that's also going on in the skies. And I just want to sort of say that the 7th of this month, which is Good Friday, actually, Mercury meets the North Node, exactly, and begins his shadow. So ultimately, Mercury has now entered Taurus, and did on the 4th of the 4th. And Mercury now stays in Taurus for 2 months, you know, until the 11th of June. And this is because Mercury is about to retrograde. So we only have a few more weeks of no planets retrograde, and then we go into our big mid-year retrograde season, where we will be having retrograde planets now, you know, right through till next year. There will be a planet that will be retrograde. And ultimately, Mercury enters his shadow on the 7th, the same day as he connects with the North Node, which also happens to be the apex of this beautiful kite that's happening in the sky. And the kite is a grand trine, which happens to be a grand water trine that we have at the moment, with Mars in Cancer, Saturn in Pisces, and the South Node in Scorpio. So they're making a beautiful grand trine. And then this talent triangle, which is like above it. So if you were to draw a kite, you would draw the triangle, and then you draw that apex point, right? From the flat end of the, you know, you're drawing that apex point, which is the part of the kite that's in the sky, right? The part that goes up high. So the anchor of this kite, which is the bottom part of the triangle, is the South Node in Scorpio. Our past, our karma, debts, money problems, fears, viciousness, traumas, wounds, stories, that is the anchor. And the top of it is the Mercury North Node conjunction as Mercury enters his shadow. So this is a very interesting dynamic. And, you know, you want to just ask yourself and sit with this, especially on Good Friday, you know, look at what's being said. You know, Mercury is the everyday stuff. Firstly, he's in Taurus, so we are looking again at stripping right back to simplicity. If you don't have the answer for something, don't try and figure it out. Just sit with it. Slow everything down. Mercury in Taurus is like liquid gold. I mean, we're going to have Jupiter also move into Taurus in May, which is so exciting. So we've only got one more full month of Jupiter in Aries. That won't happen again for 12 more years. And the portal of the retrograde that Mercury is about to go through, which is from 5 degrees to 15 degrees of Taurus, Jupiter does the exact same thing. So, I mean, I will continue to talk about this. This is quite special. Okay, it's very special. But what I want you to pay attention to is Good Friday, the 7th. You know, pay wild attention to any messages. Like I said, Mercury is the messenger. Mercury is like your everyday life. You know, walking your neighborhood, errands, the postman, going and doing your everyday stuff. Mercury isn't about flying over and sitting in circles and, you know, being love bombed. That's not Mercury. Mercury's every single day, enlightenment, magic, in the mundane, hidden messages, hidden in plain sight, and connecting to the North Node as he begins his shadow, which means that he's actually in shadow from the 7th right through till the 21st. So from the 7th of April through till the 21st of April, you are getting insight into exactly what this Mercury retrograde will be about for you. All you have to do is pay attention. So pay attention on the 7th as well, because that's going to be quite an interesting day. The 8th, Venus meets Algol, the demon star. So watch losing your head. Okay, this is Easter Saturday. We've got a long weekend coming up here. Watch your alcohol consumption, because that is Algol. Alcohol, you know, when you drink, you know, it can be, you can lose your head. But it's also a very, very powerful star. I realize that I don't have a whole lot of time left. I've really been rambling. So if you're still with me, I bloody love ya. Bloody love ya. So Venus conjunct Algol on the 8th, which happens to be my Venus return, because I have a natal Venus exact conjunct Algol. Of course, do you expect anything less from me, darlings? On the 5th and 6th, like I said, that Sun Chiron comes together. Again, very Chironic month. We are feeling super fucking sensitive. So please be gentle with you and others. On the 11th, we have Venus. She moves out of Taurus, which is a very big sad face from me, into Gemini. But that does lighten everything up a little bit. Okay, that lightens the feel, the mood. She's very cerebral. She's fun. She's flirty. You know, she's aloof. She's curious. Venus in Gemini wants good mental conversations. And the 11th and 12th are the Sun and Jupiter come together for their annual and final annual conjunction in the sign of Aries for 12 years. So there's a big week coming up, loves. I look forward to chatting next Wednesday. But it's a big month, and yeah, you know, travel super gently. Use the full moon to really let go and do what you need to before we enter eclipse season, where we don't really, you know, where we don't do rituals. We just allow the eclipse to be the ritual in eclipse season. We just stay hyper aware when we have those eclipses. On the 20th is when we will enter that eclipse sandwich, on the 20th of April. So enjoy, you know, or find joy and be gentle and be kind out there to all of those people working in customer service, or anyone. You know, it's a time of kindness, I believe, and let's bring that back. Let's bring back actually smiling at people and I think we've overbalanced the other way where it's, you know, where I think it's damaging, and it's just, you know, it's not about just not nice, and it's not just the word nice is just being nice. It's being polite and again, kindness. Sprinkle that shit everywhere. It's free. It's free to be kind, and make sure you be kind to yourself as well. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to a very big 48 minute podcast, which I had no intention of doing, to be honest. I have been so super emotional today, and then I seen the time and I'm like, fuck, I haven't done my podcast. I was going to get in, do a quick fix around the full moon and sort of, you know, a couple of those dates to what to look out for the next week, and that would be it. But lo and behold, I went on a journey, and, you know, went on my own journey of opening and sharing and chatting. And thank you for being here with me on this journey. Lots of love. So much love. Bye.